I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The mother of two Council Bluffs elementary students is suing Governor Kim Reynolds and the Iowa Department of Education over a law that bans school districts from requiring masks. It's the first suit to be filed against the law that was passed back in May. Fran Parr says in a GoFundMe post she has twin boys in first grade. She says she is taking legal action for the safety of in-person learning as the Delta variant spreads across the state. Reynolds says she continues to believe parents should decide whether or not their children wear masks at school. Another lawsuit against the governor, this one a class action suit, claims a decision to end enhanced unemployment benefits for tens of thousands of residents violated state law and asks a court to reinstate their aid. Reynolds says ending benefits encourage people to return to work, although the impact has been unclear. A prosecutor says South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg will avoid a trial and make a plea deal on misdemeanor traffic charges in a crash last year in which he hit and killed a man who was walking near a rural highway. Roundsburg, a native of Cherokee, Iowa, will enter the plea tomorrow. The widow of the man killed, Joseph Beaver, has indicated that she plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit against Roundsburg. Roundsburg told investigators he thought he hit a deer while driving home from a fundraiser late on September 12th. And the Sioux City Journal reports a $1.75 million agreement to settle 16 lawsuits against Big Ox Energy and the city of South Sioux City has been finalized. So 15 of those suits were dismissed yesterday. The dismissals and legal battles dating back to 2017, when homeowners living near the one-time plant started suing over odors and gas releases they say ruined their homes and caused health problems. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.